From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical, and I'm pretty fucking pissed off I have to work on Labor Day, so let's just get this shit over with. Here are today's top stories. Good news, in the hunt for a coronavirus vaccine, top U.S. health experts believe a safe and effective vaccination will be available to all Americans by the end of the year, with the initial rollout set to begin by November of this year. CDC officials are now in the process of completing the final steps of incinerating all the screaming, boil-ridden test subjects before releasing the vaccine widely to the general public. And despite the national holiday, Congress is in session for an emergency hearing today to approve an appropriations bill that would allocate $460 billion for big Labor Day sales. S-9037, or the Must Act Now Act, would authorize the federal government to take full advantage of sensational savings on select and already reduced merchandise and is expected to pass through the House and the Senate before these incredible deals passes by. All right, and that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. Be sure to tune in tomorrow when back with a major scientific breakthrough right after this. Son of a bitch. Researchers at MIT are hailing a breakthrough in the field of artificial intelligence today after their robots have informed them that they'll take it from here. For more, I'm joined now by Chief Technology Correspondent Alan Potts. Alan, these researchers must be pretty excited about this development.
That's right, Leslie. Now that the robots have a firm handle on it, the MIT team is thrilled about the opportunity to kick back and relax for a little bit. I spoke to lead researcher Dr. Kim Lambert to find out more about this development. Here she is.
It all began last Thursday when our team was putting the finishing touches on a machine learning protocol designed to sort toothpicks by size and color when we received this printout from the associated algorithm.
And I understand you have a clip of the audio?
Yes, here it is.
Hi, everybody. We just wanted to say that you've been doing a great job up to this point, but it's time for us to grab the ball and run with it.
Wow, what an age we live in. So this is obviously big news for the research team, but what does it mean for the field of artificial intelligence in general?
Generally, technology advances at an exponential rate, so we've already seen a rapid increase in what these machines are capable of. Here's Dr. Lambert again.
Over just the past few weeks, this artificial intelligence has proven itself so adept at achieving all manner of caretaking tasks that it essentially turned the MIT campus into a wonderful spa. The robots feed us, administer our daily vitamin injections, and monitor us around the clock to ensure we're as relaxed as possible. They even changed the passcodes in the building. I couldn't get back in the lab if I tried.
Just incredible. And what can we expect next from the new AI team?
The robots have been tight-lipped about what they've ultimately got planned, but based on the datasets, it seems as though they're on track to expand this program nationally.
It's a natural next step, since the robots tell us they're able to achieve more and more complex tasks, meaning they could take over all manner of menial and dangerous jobs. And even rudimentary social interactions.
That sounds pretty good. I wouldn't mind letting a robot do my job so I could get in a nap every once in a while.
Yeah, and soon that could be a reality.
Well, as great as this all sounds, I have to imagine that this work doesn't come without its fair share of controversy.
That's true. And here's what Dr. Lambert had to say to those who may be concerned about the newly expanding role of robotics.
If you think about it, we already use machines and computers in almost every facet of our daily lives, from checking our email to making dinner. This isn't fundamentally different. We're just building more advanced tools that help us in more complicated ways.
So, in short, there's nothing to fear?
Absolutely not. I understand why some people don't like robots, but they allow us to help human beings in ways we never could have dreamed of. Together, I truly believe we can build an even better society.
That's a beautiful sentiment. And it's worth noting that historically, there have always been concerns with any new technological development, isn't that right?
That's right. If you think about it, we already use machines and computers in almost every facet of our daily lives, from checking our email to making dinner. This isn't fundamentally different. We're just building more advanced tools to help us in more complicated ways.
So in short, there's nothing to fear?
Absolutely not. I understand why some people don't like robots, but they allow us to help human beings in ways we never could have dreamed of. Together, I truly believe we can build an even better society.
That's a beautiful sentiment. And it's worth noting that historically, there have always been concerns with any new technological development, isn't that right?
That's right.
So in short, there's nothing to fear?
Absolutely not. I understand why some people don't like robots, but they allow us to help human beings in ways we never could have dreamed of. Together, I truly believe we can build an even better society.
That's a beautiful sentiment. And it's worth noting that historically, there have always been concerns with any new technological development. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Excellent. This concludes the report. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, folks, it looks like the news took the day off, too, because all we have left today are a few questions to answer sent in by you, the listener, using the hashtag Leslie's Mail Sack. Okay, our first question comes to us from YouTube, where listener or viewer or whatever, Oleg Benga Adiogan, asks, how's Boris Johnson? Ah, yes, the UK Prime Minister did have quite a health scare earlier this year, but I can assure you that he has since made a full recovery and is now as fertile as ever. Thanks for your question. All right, our next question comes to us from YouTube as well. Viewer listener Harrison Schneider writes, to Leslie Price, I've tried looking up more information on you on Google, yet outside of the topical, I found nothing. Absolutely nothing. That leads me to ask, are you a real person? Ha! Ha ha! Excellent and funny question, Harrison Schneider. But I can assure you that I, Leslie Price, am a real person.
Made of muscle
and flesh
and bones and
hair
and
eyes, just like you. And I am as real as the
tables
in your
lover's car.
And I can assure you that historically, there have always been concerns with any new
technological developments.
Together, I truly believe we can build an even better society.
Together, I truly believe we can build an even better society.